This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We start this next story with three letters. AAC, Augmentative and Alternative Communication. Basically, the computerized devices that help people with non-standard speech, people recovering from a stroke maybe, or people who have ALS. AAC devices have been around for decades, of course, but two other letters you might be more familiar with are changing what those devices might be capable of. AI. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Aubrey Lee can usually tell by the look on someone's face if they're pretending to understand her. A furrowed brow stuck in concentration purgatory. Polite laughter that doesn't really get the joke she made.
I enjoy little, for example.
That last word is where my brow furrowed.
I'm looking at you and trying to tell if you understand what I said.
I missed that word. Yeah, you're spot on. Yeah. So.
Lee was born with a rare form of muscular dystrophy. She uses a wheelchair, has a hearing impairment, and can't really smile. The 31-year-old is also a brand manager at Google, where she helped name Project Relate, an AI-enabled app to make conversations like this easier.
My own personal test is I will be impressed with AI.
My own personal test is I will be impressed with AI.
When it can tell me an original riddle.
When did you tell me an original riddle?
So it may have mistaken test for chess, but Relate nailed the word I was hung up on, riddle. Lee actually doesn't use the voice function as often as the app's real-time text transcriptions. She says Relate has been really handy for communicating with people she's meeting for the first time or dictating personal messages she doesn't want her assistant to help write. Though it's not perfect, for this interview, Relate was captioning in a Google Doc what Lee was saying.
The captions are not totally accurate.
Yes, right now the captions are saying, right now I think you can see the catchings are not totally accurate.
Totally accurate or not, Project Relate is pretty powerful. Google says the beta version has been downloaded by several thousand users. At the core of the AI is something called deep learning. Basically, algorithms built on thousands of recordings from people with different speech disabilities and then trained on an individual user's voice pattern. Jordan Green is a speech language pathologist who worked with Google.
So what the machines are doing is it's like it becomes a professional listener. And then you can take somebody who is highly unintelligible, like maybe you or I can only understand what 10% of the person is saying, but the machine can learn to recognize with, you know, accuracy of 80, 90%.
Green says recent AI advances have enormous potential to help understand people with serious speech impairments, like those resulting from strokes or ALS. Amy Thornburg was diagnosed with ALS 25 years ago. It sapped much of her voice, and she can't really move any muscles below her head. But she's using another form of AI to help express herself, AI art.
I think I thought that's always watching.
Always Watching is the name of an oil painting-looking image she's showing me over Zoom. In the foreground is a bright red poppy flower with an eerie-looking eyeball in the middle. She created the image with the AI art tool Photer. Software that follows her eye movements allows her to type the prompts. She called it Always Watching because in public, she gets stared at.
You tend to get a lot of looks when you go out. In a wheelchair.
Thornburg has printed a few of these images on canvas and sells them on Etsy. She says AI helps scratch her artistic itch. Before the diagnosis, she used to do big merchandise displays in malls across the Midwest. Christmas decorations, that type of thing. Her husband Pat says he's been pretty impressed with this AI, but when and if Amy loses her voice for good, he's developed a pretty efficient way of understanding her without tech.
If I do something out of sync, if I forget something, there's just certain looks that tell me, hey, what are you doing?
He says after 38 years together, he doesn't need AI to help translate everything. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.